And he's giving promises to the people. If they will obey God, certain things are going to happen. And I found a beautiful passage that I want to share with you this morning. Deuteronomy 4, verse number 29 through 31. But if from thence, that is from where you are right now, from thence, thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation or when you come into trouble, and all of these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice. Verse 31, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. If you turn to him and obey him, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. This morning I want to preach on the subject, just as I am. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, if you seek him from where you are right now, you're going to find it. Would you be seated this morning, please? Before she became bedridden at the age of 32 years of age, Charlotte Elliott was a happy, carefree young woman who was proficient in painting portraits and writing humorous verse. 13 years later, being bedfast, she had become a selfish, bitter old woman at 45 that never left her room. Once she had been a happy, productive Christian, but now she even doubted her relationship with the Lord, and other people doubted it as well because she was mean and ugly. An evangelist had come by and had spoken to her about her spiritual state, and she only grew more angry and more withdrawn from people about her, from her family and from other Christians. At last, in her deep despair, she cried out to God for peace. The Lord directed her to his word, and in her search, she found assurance and forgiveness and peace. And afterward, she was changed and so inspired at God's ability to forgive and to restore a wasted human life. She wrote these words, "Just as I am, without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." These words came to the hands of an American composer, and he gave us that beautiful hymn of the church. I want to speak of three things today found in this text from Deuteronomy. I want to speak of a time and a place to seek after God. Friends, you don't just seek after God when you jolly well please. There's a time and there's a place. I want to talk about a way appointed to come before God. I want to talk about an encouragement that is ours from a merciful God. But first we'll talk about the time and the place to seek after God. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. What a wonderful promise that is. If thou seek him, here's a condition. Every promise has a condition almost. If thou seek him of all thine heart and with all thy soul, from thence. Now this is the very heart of my message to you today. God has given me some ability to read the scripture and find things from the scripture that may not make a lot of sense to a lot of other people. And sometimes it doesn't me either. It's just when the Holy Spirit's working and causes it to leap out at me. And this passage did. From thence, from where you are right now or where you will be tomorrow, whether in a far country as these ancient Israelites were, whether in a penthouse or a pig pen, whether in your heartache or your pain, in your separation from God, in your isolation from other people that you hold dear, no matter whether in your sin or in your sickness, God can be found. You know why? Because Acts 17:27 says that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. Aren't you glad God's available this morning? So seek Him where you are now. Seek Him at this moment. This is the time. This is the opportunity for you here today. Now, in the text, in the context, is spoken to ancient Israel, scattered among the nations, grinding in their captivity, far from home, by the sorrowful waters of the Euphrates River, where they hang their harps upon the willow tree and refuse to sing the Lord's song. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land, separated from God, separated from God's people, scattered among the nation, worshiping the idols of their captors? And God told them to turn to Him from where they were at that moment, not to wait until their circumstance changed for the better, not to wait until they could improve their lot in life. My friend, if you are in a similar situation today, or perhaps one entirely different, let that situation bring you back to God. I speak to backsliders in particular. I speak to people who have never known God. Let your circumstance speak to you, because we believe God speaks in circumstance. You may be captive to some vice today. You may be among unbelieving relatives, or the people that you work with are not disposed to believe as you do. You may be in a hostile environment. Your situation may not be convenient for you to turn to God. But in spite of inconvenience, in spite of hostility, in spite of everything against you, turn to the Lord anyway. That's what my text is saying to you today. But if from there you seek the Lord, your God, you will find Him if you look for Him with all of your heart and all of your soul. So many people I've known over the years kept looking for better times, better opportunities, a better place, a better deal. Are you with me? Friends, you will not find a better place. Everything is running in your favor today. And everything is running in your favor. Everything points to today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. If you seek God from thence where you are, God said, you'll find me and I'll turn to you and I will forgive you and I will keep you. Man by the name, I'm going to call his name. I hope he gets back to him. Man named Dr. Caldwell. I don't even know what his name is. His real name is Dr. I consider him a real friend. Dr. is a friend of me in many ways. This is another thing that I pastored many years ago. I've been gone 20 years from there. One day I really pinned Caldwell down. I really pinned old Doc down. And I said, Doc, you're not getting any younger. I pinned him down when I buried about three of his siblings, brothers and sisters. I pinned him down. Running in that family was heart trouble. And I mean, they'd die without any warning. He just ran into family. Mama died. Daddy died. Brothers, sisters died. And now Doc being one of the youngest ones, I said, Doc, your number's coming up, bub. You better get right with God. And you know what Doc said to me? I'm going to. I don't intend to go to hell, preacher. But he said, I've got to get some things squared away. I've got to get some things straightened out. When I can get my ducks in a row, and when I can get everything right, then I'll come to God. If that man is not dead today, for as I know, he's never gotten straightened out. But one day he's going to be straightened out. They're going to haul him in feet first and say some beautiful words over him. Throw dirt in his face. You see, because he has never gotten things right. There's never been a convenient time, never been an opportunity, because he's let day after day after day after day, and he's in his middle 70s, if not upper 70s to 80 today. And far as I know, he's never found that opportunity. Felix, Governor Felix, that I alluded to last week, was one of those characters. Are you with me today? He stands before the Apostle Paul. Paul is in chains. Governor Felix seems to have the upper hand. But Paul knew who was in charge, and it wasn't Felix, because he reasoned with Felix of righteousness and of temperance, that self-control, and of judgment to come. And the Bible says, Felix trembled. But when he overcame, he said, recovered himself, he said, Paul, when I have a more convenient season, then will I call for you. My friend, as far as we know, history does not record that this ever man Felix ever found a convenient opportunity. My message today is from thence, call upon the Lord. Where you are today, at this moment, while you have opportunity, while you have your reason, let me tell you, a blood clot the size of the end of my finger hits your brain and you'll be a babbling idiot and never have an opportunity to have reason to make a decision. Now's the opportunity. Now's the opportune moment. Today is a day of salvation. Where you are now, just as I am, without one plea, don't come making bargains with God. Come on His terms. Come as you are. Come as you are. Don't try to patch yourself up. If we could patch ourselves up, turn over a new leaf. Jesus Christ died in vain. But the fact of it is, He died because we could not help ourselves. And He died for us. Hallelujah. And He gave Himself for us. So, all of that's in your favor today. All of that is on your side today. Please listen. Come. As you are, my experience has convinced me that you will never find a convenient season. You have to make time, make an opportunity. And that opportunity is here this morning, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. You may be the only one in your family with a heart after God. Then come as you are. Because statistics say if you come, part of that family will come. You may not get them all, but part of them will come. Somebody's got to make the break in your family. Somebody's got to turn around and start walking the other direction from hellfire. Somebody will follow you if you will turn. I believe that. I've seen it too often. Then come. You may be heart sick with sin. Without judging the sincerity of Bill Clinton, put yourself in his shoes for a moment. Shamed and humiliated beyond description. Dear God, I wouldn't have the guts to get up and face an American people. I wouldn't have the guts to go in the school and talk about a little boy, want to be a president just like you. I wouldn't have the guts. If you were in his predicament this morning, you would be so shamed, you would want to run and hide and crawl under something. I don't know what's going on in this man's heart, but I'm just telling you, there is a decadence, there is a place, a cesspool of sin. There is a place when a man so totally fouls up his life, all he can do is cover his face and get to the mercy seat of God and say, I can't save myself. I can't forgive myself. Have mercy upon me from where I am. Save me today and forgive my sins.
If I were his prediction, dear God, I would have died 10,000 deaths. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know how sincere he is. I'd love to believe. I'd love to believe that is the truth. I'd love to believe, but I have reservations, and so do you. So, if you're in any predicament today where your heart's sick, thin, you're tired of the situation that you're in, come to Jesus. When thou art in tribulation, I read it in the text, that is trouble, and all these things come upon you, even in the latter day, that means even in the future. If you're troubled now and it looks, the future looks dark and it could get worse, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice, you'll find it. You'll find him. He'll forgive. There are people who will never be saved unless they come while they're in deep trouble. I would to God that wasn't true, but I believe it is. Their substance has to run out. Their strength must all be spent. Their fierce independence must crumble around them, fall in on their head. Their pride must cave in where they have nothing left. A sick body should cause a person to think of a sin-sick soul and do something about it. An empty purse should make him think of his empty life. The prodigal son had a different outlook when his friends were gone and his money was gone. He did well until the famine hit and the hunger pains hit his empty stomach. But then when that happened, he said, when he came to himself, the scripture said, I perish with hunger. I will arise and I'll go to my father and I'll say to my father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. No matter how deep your trouble is, your wisest, safest course of action is to flee to the loving arms of Jesus and do it now. You may be at the sunset years of your opportunity, even in the latter day, if thou turn to the Lord thy God's part of our text. This passage may refer to the latter days of Jewish history, the latter days of time, but it may well have a message for someone here this morning, even in these latter times of your life, when you have spent the years of your strength, in the days when you had a well body and a sound mind. But today you are headed toward the sunset years of your life, and you have wasted most of it. God said, even then, if you will turn to me, you'll find me. That's what I'm trying to get across. Hebrews 4:7, today, after so long a time, as it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Do you feel you've been too sinful? A lot of people do. Just come to Jesus anyway. He knows how to fix up the mess that you've made of your life. Reb and I were talking about that Saturday morning. He said if people could just understand, they don't have to fix themselves up. Just come the way they are. God will take over from there. Look what he's done in my life. I just came as I was. Addicted to alcohol, had the habit every day of his life. He said, I guess I was an alcoholic. God knows what else. He didn't wait till he got it all fixed up. He didn't go home, pour his booze out, and then come get right. He just got right with God, and the wherewithal came to him, the desire to get his life in order, and look where they are today. Exemplify what we preach around here, that salvation works and it will change your life. Hallelujah! You got to come the way you are. Too many people trying to patch things up and get it all patched up. God will reject the whole mess because it's cobbled up. Only on the blood of Jesus Christ is there any merit. You come God's way or you don't come at all. That's the way it is. Wherever he finds you, come that way. Oh, my friend, come. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second point, I'm doing well. The way appointed to come to God. We must come God's way to find his mercy, and our text has the answer. If from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. if you seek him with all of your heart and all of your soul.
We want to bring our hands full when we come to God. But we must bring nothing. Only seek him. Only seek him. We must not try to do anything but seek the Lord. You see, sinners offend God, and only God can forgive. I like the line of a song, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling."
You must seek the Lord as he is your God. Seek the Lord your God. If he isn't your God, make him your God today. In the Old Testament, a hunted sinner came to escape the avenger's sword, would flee to the mercy seat. Today, Jesus is our mercy seat. If you find God's mercy at all, you'll find it in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me." That scripture, Jesus said. Oh, I love it. I love it, Tim, when you sing that song, "Come running to the mercy seat. Come running, come running, come running to the mercy seat." Friends, there's opportunity here this morning to come running to the mercy seat. Find with haste your sanctuary in Christ. Your salvation lies with God alone. Your seeking must be after God alone. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. To find the Lord, what must we do? We must seek him with all of our heart and with all our soul. Half-hearted seeking is no seeking at all. Many people doubt the sincerity of Clinton's contrition. Time will tell. If this doesn't change the man, nothing will. So, our need today is to come to God with our whole heart. If while seeking forgiveness, I can live without it, I will never be seeking with my whole heart. Are you with me? The Holy Spirit really drilled this into my gizzard this week. If I come to God seeking forgiveness half-heartedly, are you with me? Half-heartedly, I will never receive that forgiveness. If it's optional, oh well, I can do without it, then you haven't come sincerely. My experience, dear friends, has been this. When I sinned and I missed it, and I have, and so have you, I come to God with a broken heart. I've been before God weeping so profusely that I could hardly mouth the words. God had to see my heart. I couldn't put into words what the depth of anguish that was in my soul. And I cried out and felt as though if God doesn't forgive me, I can't live. I have to have his forgiveness. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That's what must be. If you can walk off and make it optional, whether you don't care one way or the other, stand up and glibly say, "I repented and I'm sorry," and let it go at that. But friends, when it comes down to it, the kind of prayer that God will answer is when your old heart's breaking. When you have no place else to go, you don't care what people think, you're determined to make it right with God. You've got to get it right with God because you're going to die if you don't. That's the kind of sincerity that God's looking for. Are you with me? I'll close. I've got another point or two, but I'll close. From where you are, from thence, seek the Lord. Don't wait until you can get it patched up. Don't wait a more convenient time. Come just like you are. But preacher, you don't know what I've done. No, and I don't really care. No, I don't. It's unimportant. What we're dealing with here this morning is a merciful God that knows everything that you have ever done. And he loved you anyway. Are you with me? He knew the times that you would make those mistakes, make those failures, the time you would rebel, the times you would say no to the Holy Ghost. He already had them marked down and counted 1, 2, through 100, 1,000 times. You said no, but his Holy Spirit's still reaching out after you this morning because he loves you with an unconditional love. Would you bow your hearts with me in prayer? Well, there he comes. Sing a verse or two of that song beginning with the first, "Just as I am, without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me. Don't quench the Holy Spirit this morning. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Turn. If thou turn to the Lord thy God, if thou turn, turn this morning and obey. Turn from your sins. God saves us from our sins, not in our sins. This turn requires an about face, heart, soul, speech, action. Repent you therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. How do you feel today? Is there remorse? Is there shame? Is there guilt in your heart for whatever you say? Don't keep bearing that. Don't bear that to the judgment bar of God. Don't bear that to press your dying pillow with that in your soul. Don't bear that for all eternity. You don't have to bear that any longer than it takes to get to this altar this morning. Hallelujah. Come as you are. Come as you are. Come as you are. Stand quietly. No one leaving, if you will, please. You may disturb somebody else. You may discourage somebody else. Stay with me just a few moments longer. Sing a verse of that today.
Just as I am.
God with it. Come today. Second verse, please. Come to all the
open.
God, help somebody to obey. Help somebody to turn today.
To rid
my soul
of one dark law.
Come to Jesus. You need forgiveness, whatever the situation is. Come. God, what else can I say? Is there another scripture? Is there another prayer? Can I be more persuasive? What else can I do to touch the human heart? Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you. We need you. Speak to heart. Sing one more verse. One more word, please.
Just as I am for wretched life, thy riches healing up of mine. Okay, all I need in thee to find a way of God I come. I come.
I dare say the little Apostle Paul standing there with manacles on his wrists, chains on his feet. He's standing there in old Governor Phoenix. His face is blanched white. His breathing is labored. and he's trembling and his knees are jumping up and down. He fights conviction like some of you wouldn't at all. Paul, when I have a more convenient time, I'll send for you. I promise, Paul. I promise. Are you making God some promises this morning? I think I'm reading the thoughts of some people here this morning. I said, God, there's something I want to do. I've got to do this. There's a situation. I am entangled in a relationship that I need to get through. I need to take care of some things, God, when I get it all fixed up. When I have a convenient time. I'm just telling you this morning, first. I'm just telling you, if you're going to wheel and deal with God, you might as well forget it, because you don't make no deals. He says, this is the deal. Pass it or take it. Leave it or take it. He's accepted this morning. He's accepted. Father, Lord God Almighty, I don't know what else to do. My heart is absolutely breaking. I've never gone this long without seeing somebody come to Jesus in all of my 37 years of ministry. I've never. Lord, I preach far worse than I preach this morning and see as many as 17, 18, as many as 30 people one time give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ in service just like this. God, I just know as well as I know my name, somebody's here this morning in trouble. Somebody's here this morning bound up in some relationship they cannot get free of, but yet they're trying to do it on their own, helping to realize that as they are found from thence, this moment, just as they are, they can come to you. I've done my best today, Lord. I give it to you. I dismiss you today in God's hands. It's yours. I have delivered my soul. God bless you and God love you, and I love you all dearly today. You are dismissed. Be sure to come back tonight.
best of me. Be ready to begin the new day. When I feel I'm letting go, I'm soaring on the wind. Without running laughter or in pain, how to survive? I get on my knees. You are there. We walk upon the street.